It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new documentary sheds light on the struggles of Jackie Nitschke, the wife of a Green Bay Packers legend. As she battled alcohol addiction, we'll hear from the filmmaker and the director of the rehab center opened in her honor.
First, President Obama's recent executive action on immigration shielded about 4 million unauthorized immigrants from deportation and gave them the opportunity to apply for a 3-year working permit.
Some Wisconsin farmers were looking for more changes. The president's action applied largely to parents of U.S. citizens and to immigrants who came here before the age of 16. Farm advocates, especially in the dairy industry, some want visa programs that allow immigrants who work in agriculture to stay year-round. Currently, agriculture visas are geared toward migrant workers who do temporary work.
According to a UW-Madison study, about 40% of workers in the dairy industry in Wisconsin are immigrants, and they estimate that half of them do not have the proper documentation. The National Milk Farm Producers Federation has said that immigration reform is a top legislative priority. Darren Von Ruden joins us now, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He also owns a 50-cow organic dairy farm. Darren, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
What action on immigration were you looking for from President Obama to help, as you see it, the ag industry?
Well, you know, just to start off, too, Wisconsin Farmers Union doesn't really have policy on immigration, but we do have quite a few members that do have immigrants on their employed on their farm. But the biggest thing that our members are looking for is, you know, extended visas or else a longer time that they can stay in the country legally. Because as dairy farmers, we need help 365 days out of the year.
So without those extended visas right now, as you're looking for, what is the situation like on farms, especially dairy farms in Wisconsin?
But, you know, if they have just a six-month visa, after 6 months, the dairy farmer has to find a new employee or else, hopefully in most cases, the employee actually helps find their replacement. It'd be nice if we could look at keeping those employees on the farms for a longer period of time.
So you're describing a pretty quick rate of turnover there, possibly every 6 months for some workers. How does that affect the farms and how they run?
Well, your animals, dairy cows especially, like a lot of routine, so the same thing day after day. And if you bring in new people, there's always an adjustment period for the animals there. Plus, there's that adjustment period between the owner of the farm and the employees, too, because not everybody has the same work ethics and the ability to work with animals like the person before them necessarily do.
Is there a slowdown in production as the learning curve begins and new workers get accustomed to the process?
Yep. You know, unless they've done some of that work in their home countries, it takes anywhere from a week to 3 weeks for employees to adjust to what the farmer does. And dairy farms across the state, everybody does things a little bit differently. Nobody seems to have the same routine. So there's always going to be an adjustment period for a new employee to come on when they do come onto the farm.
Now, if a farm wanted to employ people who had papers or were legal workers here in Wisconsin that would allow them to work year-round, year after year, what would the competition be like for those workers?
Well, you know, right now it's strong at this point in time with the dairy industry changing in the state and across the nation. There's going to be more and more of a demand for immigrant help on those farms. And so I think if there was a longer time that they could be there, there might actually be a stronger demand from the owners of the farms to keep the best employees there.
Does not having new action on farm workers in terms of immigration visas protect jobs for legal Wisconsin residents?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that there's a lot of farm jobs that the average Wisconsinite or the average U.S. citizen don't want to undertake. Some of it has to do a little bit with the pay, as farmers are struggling to keep the farms operating due to what they're being paid for their product. They can only offer so much on a per-hour basis, and so that's always a struggle to get somebody to come out to the farm and help out. If you can't pay them well enough, they can go work in McDonald's or Walmart and make just as much money without the job descriptions that dairy farms have.
Now, for those workers who go through this six-month cycle, their visa lasts for 6 months and then they have to leave, do they typically find their way back to that farm maybe in a year or so, or how does that work?
Some of them do it due to that. There's some cases that where the immigrants actually have been allowed to stay for 2 6-month periods, which so they have that ability to stay for a year. But that's not common practice within the dairy industry.
In terms of the jobs that you were talking about, some of the jobs you say that some workers might not want to do or find palatable, what kind of jobs are we talking about?
Well, milking cows is the big one. So if you're working on a dairy farm, you're milking cows for 6 to 8 hours at a time. So you're, you know, working in a little bit more of a dirty environment with cows that they have manure and everything else that they do during milking, cleaning pens, feeding calves, all jobs that require a lot of handling of the animals. And there's as the animals get bigger, there's more and more dangerous situations for the employees at that point.
And how much do those jobs typically pay?
The latest survey that I've seen come out of the Department of Ag here in Wisconsin showed that the average dairy farmer for milking was receiving about $11 an hour.
Why would you say Wisconsin farmers, especially the dairy industry, as we've said, why has it come to be reliant on immigrant workers?
I think most of it has been the national food policy, wanting food as cheap as possible. And so with that situation, a lot of family farms, smaller farms, have been forced out of business over the years just because they can't pay their bills at the end of the month because they're not getting paid what they have stuck in 100 weight of milk. And or, you know, even the beef industry and the crop industries over the years have been really struggling to keep farm owners on their land. And then when the smaller ones leave, the bigger ones end up picking up the slack. And so we're at a point now where we're seeing more and more larger farms here in the state and nationally than we are small farmer operations starting up.
Why do you think that this was one area of the executive actions on immigration that didn't get addressed?
Yeah, probably because it's the smallest sector of the immigration numbers. Actually, hotel and restaurant businesses tend to be a larger employee of immigrant labor.
And do you see it as part of your organization's mission to make the case that this is something that's important and needs to be looked at? Or do you think this is a smaller piece of the puzzle that maybe should be addressed later?
Well, yeah, I think it's a smaller piece of the puzzle. There's other issues within agriculture that I think should be addressed before we start looking at immigration.
How optimistic are you about seeing reform like this somewhere in the future?
Well, until we can get Congress and the Senate to start working with the White House, and it doesn't matter which party's in charge there, when they start working together, then things can happen. So, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen in this election cycle. It would surprise me, but if we can get Washington to work like the rest of the countryside is working together to get the job done, then we could possibly see some true immigration reform.
Darren, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, about the kind of immigration reform that some Wisconsin farmers are looking for.